Moncrief on News Talk.
After the successful Artemis mission to the moon, there's now the Artemis Accords. Yesterday, Ireland signed up to them. To explain what they are, we're joined by Director of Dunsink Observatory, Peter Gallagher. Peter, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you doing?
Now, as I understand it, these have been around for a few years. It was around 2020 they were launched. What was the idea behind them?
Yeah, I guess the idea is to try and put together some principles by which, you know, countries explore space, and particularly the moon and Mars, in a peaceful manner and in a sustainable manner as well. So it's kind of guidelines for how this upcoming, you know, new increase in exploration of space is going to be run.
Yeah. Okay. So why would Ireland sign up to that, given that the prospect of us, you know, traveling into space is pretty remote? We are involved, I suppose, in producing some of the equipment that people would use.
Yeah. I mean, there's a company around the corner from me here in Dunsink in Dublin 15 called Railtread. They make bits and pieces, electronics for spacecraft that ESA and NASA launch. Ourselves here at Dublin Institute for Advanced Studies, we've built parts for spacecraft in the past. The James Webb Space Telescope has a bit of Irish hardware on it. And then all the data that comes down, you know, if you want to see how forests are growing or agricultural trends are or climate change, you know, looking from space gives you that perspective and allows you to look at it on local and global scales as well. So space is very useful.
Yeah. But in how that relates to the Artemis Accords, you know, what kind of things has Ireland committed to not do or to do?
Yeah, I mean, so the Artemis is all about peaceful exploration of space, and NASA are leading on this. It is a little bit controversial because it's the United Nations have a space agreement that goes back to the late 60s. But the Artemis program or the Artemis Accord brings in some of those principles from the United Nations. But it's a little bit, I guess, US-centric. But there are over 60 countries that have signed, and now Ireland is the most recent signatory of that.
Yeah, and is it about sharing information?
Part of that, yeah. I mean, peaceful. Let's not militarize space is number one, you know. And if we are going to the moon and to Mars, we're going to do it for peaceful purposes. The other thing is, you know, if you discover something, that you share that scientific discovery, so it's for the benefit of humanity. And then the other thing is that, you know, if there's something goes wrong out there, you know, there's an emergency, the nations will cooperate together. And you know, there's a variety of other things really around cooperation and working together.
Yeah. Now, at the ceremony yesterday, it was Peter Burke, our Minister for Enterprise, who was there, therefore representing the government. Is the American government a signatory to this, or is it NASA?
So it's the US State Department and NASA are the ones who've been driving this. And so our government has then signed up to that. And actually, all members of the European Space Agency, all member states have signed up. And we're the last one to join. As to the reason why we're the last one, I'm not entirely sure why we're the last one to sign up, but we're in there now. I think it does, you know, there's great relations between Ireland and the United States. And as part of that broader communication and, you know, cooperation between the US and Ireland, this is part of that story. And it may open up opportunities for Irish researchers and universities in the future to better cooperate with NASA.
Yeah. Though, I mean, from an American point of view, certainly I'm thinking more from an American government point of view, they could say, yeah, that's all very fine and well, but we paid all the billions for the Artemis 2 mission, and we're paying all the billions for subsequent missions. Therefore, we keep whatever we find. Why should we share it with anyone else?
Yeah, there is an element of that, and you know. European Space Agency hasn't signed this accord. China hasn't signed this accord. Russia hasn't signed this accord. And a major space-faring nation, India, has signed the accord. So there's a variety of perspectives on that. And you know, I think what the accord does say is that when states are doing this, that they will do it in some kind of cooperation. It doesn't say anything about commercial exploitation, though. You know, if there's a company working on behalf of NASA, they can mine, say, a resource up there or put a communication system up there, but they can financially benefit from that. So there's no exclusion of those kind of commercial activities. And that is going to become, you know, an issue. And that is one of the ambitions of the US administration.
Yeah. And the Accords, do they expressly forbid the militarization of space?
Yes, they do. If you look back to the UN, there's a treaty called the Outer Space Treaty, believe it or not, from the late 60s. And what that is all about is peaceful use of space. And it explicitly prohibits nuclear weapons in space. But it does not prohibit conventional weapons being in space or military use of space. But this NASA program, NASA don't deal with military. So this one is outside of the military use of space.
Yeah, okay. So that doesn't preclude then Russia, who you say haven't signed it, or indeed even the US putting weapons
up
there.
Well, it's interesting. You know, China are going to the moon in a big way, and they're looking at resources on the moon, looking at, you know, mining on the moon and also using it for communication purposes. Russia are doing something similar. So there is a space race happening at the moment in order to, you know, carve out our various areas on the moon. Now, actually, one thing that this does talk about is who owns what when you land on the moon. And nobody owns anything once they land on the moon, but there are provisions in there that allow for use of an exploration of particular areas, but not ownership.
Peter, thanks so much for speaking with us today. That was Peter Gallagher there, former employee of NASA and director of Dunsink Observatory.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.